Hello and welcome to Winning for Life Show, an incredible opportunity to enhance your quality of life. Every week, Wolfgang Sonnenberg and his guests present insights, inspiration, universal core principles, the know-how and do-how to live on a higher frequency, different timelines and more. We can all co-create an extraordinary future. Now, enjoy the show.
Winning for Life. Information and insights, how to have a better quality of life in all areas, if it's the physical, the mental, emotional, and spiritual. All together, that's what we truly are, to live our authentic life. Welcome to another episode. I'm Wolfgang Sonnenberg, and going through some questions, reflections today with you. And some parts will be just a one letter difference. So what is a one letter difference? Just to be aware, just a little change can have a huge, huge impact. Make a difference. We had recently the topic of life shouldn't be easy, and said it's not about easy, it's about being at ease. So ease and easy, yeah, just one letter is different, but it's a huge difference if outside is something easy and inside you are really living in fear, anxiety, disconnected from your true authentic self, or if you're always connected with your true authentic self, even if on the outside something is happening, what you maybe not really prefer, but it is what it is. The last week we had the session Oval Office set up. Was it a setup or not? And we're talking also, wow, like these bad things, if they come to the surface, hey, then we can deal with it and see it more. And this is also, if you have a topic like this, what was just happening that week, and it's not a live show, it comes a week later, well, a lot of things changed already in this. But more and more people hopefully understand it is not about a setup, it's not about, it is just about peace. Peace is also a word we can have, what is it, peace? Is this a peace or is this peace? Yeah, we need to be really careful in using words in the meaning, in the deeper understanding, because we say it should be easy, oh, but at ease, what is so different? And what is sickness? Yeah, sickness, we say disease, but it says it is not at ease. So health and at ease, peace, is if we really understand what is our true intention with this. So I give you another story for one letter, and it is fight or flight. You know, we say people have the idea of fight or flight or freeze, but I want to talk about this fight and flight, because that makes a huge, huge, huge difference. Maybe you heard about the horse whisperer or the horse whisperer idea. And there was a guy in years who was in America, and they were getting wild horses and tried to get them, we say, usable. So they thought these animals are fight animals, because if you have a animal, a horse in the box, maybe it loves to kick you and you can be really dangerously hurt. So, and so this guy thought horses are fight animals. So, and to get a fight animal usable that you can ride the horse and it is calm, is doing what you want, The basic idea was we need to break the will that they're not interested in fighting anymore. So it's kind of that we really break the will that they give up forever. So it was really the idea of a total win-lose game. And so what did the guy do? It was his profession. So he got the Mustangs. And then what he did, he was binding the four legs so that the horse couldn't stand up, that the horse couldn't walk, and really stressed them. And after a while, and it took at least around 3 months when they had the feeling, now we broke the will of the horse. 3 months. And then you could start riding it and the horse made what you wanted. Okay, that was the idea. And this guy had a son. And when the son became, turned 18, and he was out there in the prairie and watching a herd of wild horses, Mustangs, and he watched, they built a kind of circle, and outside was more the males and inside the females with the kids. So it was interesting how they do it, to see this. And then he saw that a little, let's say young boy, a teeny boy, was outside. And he was always looking to try to get the eyes, a connection to his mom, to the eyes of the mom. But the mom ignored him. But this teeny horse boy was not fighting. It was more begging. Can I come in again? Can we be close again? So Monty Roberts, that's his name, the son, thought, all my life I learned my dad is working with so-called horses, which are fight animals. But if they're really fight animals, would they behave like that? And he said, maybe horses are not fight animals. Maybe they are flight animals. But if that is true, they are flight animals, I don't need to fight with them. I just need to get connection and trust. And I see how the young boy wants a connection. What if I can build trust and a relationship? So he went home with the idea, says, I need to test that. And then the next possibility, he had a horse. And then he went in direction to the horse, kind of telepathic conversation and giving the horse a feeling, I don't any harm, I love you, I just want to connect with you. And the result of this came, not the first time, but he learned it, and the result of it was he could ride horses in 20 minutes. It is not about just is it fight or flight. It is not just about the one letter. I just want to show you with this only what one letter, one different idea can make a difference. And if we look at productivity, wow, you need to 3 months work hard on something, win, lose. And what you have then? Okay, you have a broken heart horse. Yeah, you can ride it, but you never will be in a connection. You never will have really a good partner. You're not getting the creativity. You're not getting the heart of the horse for you. But we see it in companies. They have the idea humans are stupid and you can't trust them. And then they build up a system. Yeah, where the slaves have no will and they just function. And those companies are not really super productive. There was once an investment fund, and there was a very famous guy, Peter Lynch, who was very successful with, with his investment fund. And to figure out what did he do? And he said, I'm looking only for companies which have a vision, not just doing business, which have a vision and where all the people behind the vision. So there was no broken will. There was a creativity and everybody was important. Similar like when Kennedy said, we need to fly to the moon, make it happen. They created the NASA. And there was one lady cleaning the floor and a visitor came, oh, you're here for cleaning the floor. And she said, no, I'm helping bringing a man to the moon. And it's a totally different understanding. And then you get the creativity which made it possible to get the first man on the moon. And a lot of those creative people who said today, this gave birth to Silicon Valley. Because after that, after they reached the goal, there was a lot of creative minds who said, what do we do now? And they created Silicon Valley and created the culture of disrupting and going deeper. What does it really, really mean? So, Monty, Roberts became then the world famous horse whisperer, and Robert Redford bought the rights and made a film out of it. It's a little bit different than the Hollywood film, but the basic idea, I just want to bring across, it is so close sometimes, such a big difference. His dad worked hard 3 months to get a horse in a position, in a situation that it was really ready, that someone considered it and was not fighting. What they called fight, this was just an expression of fear. And every wounded child or every wounded animal also, which you really press in the corner, might really react. And that's why it's not the freeze, it's a fight or flight. So, such a little different. And there were so many people out there, they're dreaming about a better life, something totally different, and have the feeling, I need to make such a difference, I never can make it. And here, it was just a kind of awareness topic, seeing it, being aware of it. And then what? Was it hard when you understood that the horse is a flight animal? Was it harder? Was it really hard to make the step to treat the horse different? The father treated it very hard 3 months, and here the son makes a connection, getting trust, and 20 minutes is a result. So really, really, really get aware. If you get out of the illusion, if you come to the truth here, it can be so much easier. But something needs to be hard. Otherwise, his dad could have seen it, could have done it easily. Why couldn't the dad see it? Because the dad had the paradigm, had the belief, and every day he was feeding the belief. Every day, if something didn't work, he wanted to bind the legs and the animal didn't want it. Oh, fight animal, fight animal. So he programmed him every day, and after a while, you believe it is like it. But it's not the truth. It's just what you created for yourself. And then, if you build your brain like that, every impulse goes always the same way. If you're not having enough willpower to say, I want to have a different behavior. So like the son saw, oops, first of all, he saw something, reflected on it, and said, oh, that doesn't fit with the idea. Something is here not really working in this worldview. And then starting an interest in finding out the truth. And then testing it. So the son had it a little bit easier. He watched his dad. But maybe he didn't program his brain himself like the dad did. So for him, was it easier? For the next generation, it might be easier. Not always. But this is a tough part. If you have a belief to challenge me, because also we are trained to have the right answers, and some people say, oh, now you say the opposite, what you said last year, and we're not okay. So a lot of things really make it not so easy to question every day. Is this what I believe really the truth? Could it be better? But if you have this, and good entrepreneurs have it, that they always try a way how we can improve. Can we make the service better? Is this really what the customer wants? What can be better? And that you see with some like Steve Jobs people, they really see, the people didn't just want the phone, but they don't know that they would love to have a video on the phone. But he sees something what the other's not seeing, because he is questioning, do we need that all? And remember when Steve Jobs came out, Nokia had 47% market share globally. And they were laughing. Here comes one phone, and it's not really looking like a phone. It's just a screen, and where are the keyboards? And you don't see it really. That will not work. And they were so proud, the CEO and the board of Nokia. We have 30 different models. And so, someone with one phone want to challenge us. It took 6 months. Then the board realized, oh, shit, we missed it. And it's always when we have a belief. And it's also like the Oval Office for setup or whatever. Some people see it like this, some people see it like that. And you make your belief. And we are looking out and take all the information to program us, to justify our beliefs. Like the dead. Whatever the dead, the animal did, the horse did, see, it's a fine animal. So this is just kind of warm-up story. And hopefully you take the time once in a while to reflect where I'm just always justifying my belief. Where do I have stress? And I feel stress if there comes an idea which is challenging my belief. And if you feel that it's challenging something, your belief, look into it and make sure, because you wouldn't have stress if it would be the truth. It is just your paradigm which is stressed, or your subpersonality which is stressed, never your authentic self. Please reflect on it. Let's take a break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
One letter difference. When I said we are programmed, and I mentioned also there's a lot of old style businesses, we squeeze the workers. We don't make really good companionships, partnerships. No. But if you understand, if you're the owner or someone is employed, there's still two superhumans. It's just the difference who owns something. What is a contract? But if you see the organism, humans are the same. You don't have cells in your body. We say, oh, I declare you an employee, you're a slave, and I have some cells, organs in my body. Oh, you're a really good self-employed or an entrepreneur. No, they're all your cells, which should be treated that they all can live their best. Because then all the cells live the best, I guess the organs can do the best. And if the organs can do the best, the whole body can do the best. But this is not a general paradigm in the so-called business world. And that's why a lot losing out, or like Peter Lynch made huge success with his fund because he was just looking, where are companies where people love to work for a vision? And like Simon Sinek says, if you only hire people because of money, they might also leave you because of money. But if you hire people who believe what you believe, going for the same vision, then you get their blood, sweat, and tears. Then they can go full in. And that's ideally what you want to have in a team. So create in a company really a good team. And ideally, we do it everywhere. And ideally, we would do it in the governments as well. But governments historically also, yeah, even if we have like in America and a time where the founders made a constitution, I can say it from Germany after the big war, the Second World War, we created a law which was ground law, and it was really about the dignity of people, and it was really made that people never go to war and respect each other. That was the idea, because everybody just experienced the hard stuff, the win-lose stuff, or the lose-lose stuff, and said, how can we all go for a win-win? But it doesn't take long, and then some politicians take over, especially if you have politicians who made the money by being a politician. So then they start to protect their position, and it turns again back to, I'm the boss, the king, and you're the slave. And that's why we experience at the moment in the Western world so much slavery, and we see so much that people suppress the truth. And here we come to another word, was one letter difference. Creature or creator? I love the French version, it sounds so nice. Créature ou créateur? Wow. And that is something to reflect on. It's energetically so different. If you go through life, somehow you can simply say as an underdog, what other people say. I live what they told me to live. I'm not living my full potential, and not living creativity every day. So I'm still waiting what the boss is saying, what my partner is saying, what the government is saying. And I'm not listening really to my heart, to my soul, or let's call it God, to a higher wisdom. Are you a creator? Is every day a wonderful creation? Are you really living a wonderful creation every day? Another, just one simple change of one letter and huge, huge, huge different, totally different universe. If you're the slave or the master, it's such a different thing. But that's the crazy thing, like we are our body, and I've been there treating my body long term, right? Not taking my cells serious enough. I said, oh, my brain, I can use my body. But you can squeeze your slaves for a while, but after a while, and we see it in America, some billionaires already say, if we go on doing what we're doing, more and more people might be extremely rich, but then the masses even more poor than today. And if they can't function, we will lose everything, because who will buy from us? Who will really take care of our assets if we all kill them? The best case is a revolution. What will happen? The civil wars. And somehow we experience it already, that there is civil war and that there's really a fighting going on. In the English language, also we say readers, leaders. It's also just one letter. I guess not everybody who reads a lot will become a leader, but reading a lot and reading things, not only to strengthen your paradigm, also to challenge. And it's like traveling, going around and see different things, creating different synapses, and have the possibility, like watching the herd of the Mustangs and say, is this really fitting my paradigm? And the more you read, and the more you see other countries, other cultures, and see, wow, how did they develop that? What if I would be born here? Who would I be then? What I would think and feel then? The more you reflect on this, the more you have the variety, then you have shortly more wisdom, and ideally, then you can lead different. So really good leaders are always readers, in the meaning of they are always interested in getting more information, more understanding, what's the truth, what's really working. And they are, that's because of that, they are more integrating. If you just have a strong, like a sort of tunnel worldview, you try to press everybody on this, and they will, on the long run, always fail. Life is diversity. And if you can't handle diversity, you go in the fight with nature, you go in the fight with the universal laws. Guess what? I guess the universe will win. At least so far, we can see in history, nobody could win against the universal laws. So one thing is very, very important to have a wonderful life. For winning for life means really understanding life, understanding the brain, how the brain is a limiting factor, and not using the brain as a boss. It's the same with money is not the boss. Money should be the servant. Your brain should be the servant. But you need to have a good vision where you use your brain for, where you use the money for. So that means you need to be really connected with your authentic self. Everybody, that's at least my belief, comes here on planet Earth. And it's just not simply humans. It's, can you look at the animals, look at the flowers, the plants? There is a plant, and this is a specific plant, and not another one. There's an animal, there's a specific animal. Is it an eagle or is it an elephant or whatever? But it's not about that the elephant should be now an eagle in this life. It is really to understand, who am I really in this 3D world, but also connected with my soul. What is it? And what is my special gift? And I think the special gift of an elephant is not flying, helping people to fly, carrying people through the air. So what is it what everybody should bring to the table here of the humanity family? So did you ever really took the time to be totally clear out of the paradigms? And that is the really challenge. Forget your brain. And when people say in a meditation, you shouldn't think, well, it's a little bit bullshit. It's not about thinking or not thinking. It is going just going pass by. Don't take the thoughts so serious. Don't identify with the thoughts. Some say go deeper or go wider, whatever. And feel, connect with the whole universe, with your emotions. You can feel and sense so much more than just the left brain can understand. The left brain is a computer filled with data, but not reaching out to everything what's in the conscious field. So connect really with your higher self, with your source, with God, whatever you call it, and feel, what is my true nature? There are techniques to do this, but today in this summer, what a simple difference it is if you live from the inside out or from the outside in. Do you identify yourself with your thoughts, with your body, with your emotions? Or are you identified with your true, authentic being soul? And you're more the spiritual being. And that's why it always says humans being, not doing, not having. It's just being. And how much time per day you use consciously the being, getting the answers from there and live from there, be it. And that is a question here also. There's not one letter, but it's a little bit different way of looking at it. You know, birth and death are this events, beginning and end of life, or are births and deaths events in your life? If it's events in your life, then you live before and you live after. So who you truly are, and try to feel that. Work a lot with feeling. Feel your true intention. And like the body is a binary system, your cells can open up or close. So always check, can my cells, can I really open up or get more tension and close? Though we always should challenge, did I came here on planet Earth to experience tension all the time, to fight? What is it what I really want to live? What is the vision of my life? And if you remember, Peter Lynch said, wow, the best companies were those who had a vision. So maybe it's true, the best life is if you have a vision. Let's take a break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
one letter difference. I guess you all heard about affirmation. Affirmation is so good and is so important. We all should have affirmations. What does it mean, affirmation? When we use it, mostly, well, at least that's how I learned it in seminars. So you need to change your belief. You need to see yourself different. Nobody said, what is your true self? What is your true nature? They said, here's another idea. How you become a millionaire, or these or that. How you be the super artist on stage. Or whatever. And I said, you need to say, I'm a millionaire, or I'm the superstar, or whatever. That's just how I learned it. And as true as it is that repetition is very helpful, but if we go back to the fight and flight animal, would it really change if I'm a flight animal to make an affirmation, I'm a fight animal, I'm a fight animal, I'm a fight animal? I guess it wouldn't work. Maybe you can make it up. That's why some people say, make it and fake it until you make it. I don't like it, the word fake. Train, because you're better. So, but coming back to affirmation, what does that really mean? What means firm? It's just be stronger in something. And if we go back to the fight animal, the win-lose, if you can be firm, and yes, in 3 months I break your will. But we learned already the other guy, the son, had a different productivity, and just in 20 minutes he reached the goal without any affirmation. I don't know if he used what I want to tell you now, affirmation, but there is a huge difference between affirmation and affirmation. And again, it's just one letter difference, but it makes all the difference. All in life. Because the question is, we had this just before, are you really connected with the brain or with the conscious field? Affirmation is really good with the brain. Yes, I can say it. And don't get me wrong, I'm not totally against affirmation, just the context, what is suggested, or most people use it, I think you create even the opposite. Let's say simply, someone is not a millionaire and he says, oh no, I say, I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire. So affirmation, if you do it often enough, saying a sentence, it might be easier to say the sentence, you're firm enough to say it. But test things with yourself. If you say something what you're not, maybe it works, the millionaire idea with you. You close your eyes and say, I'm a millionaire. And if you're not, what do you feel? If you're a millionaire, well, use a multi-billionaire, or I'm loved by everybody. If you're not loved by everybody, or whatever it is, or do you say, I'm the super Olympic guy, I run fast, or I'm a member of the Champions League team. You can say those sentences, but inside your true self, and most people feel it if they say something what they're not, they inside your inner voice says, no, it's not true. Nah. And then we remember the law of attraction. You're not getting what you want. You're getting what you vibrate. Law of attraction is a law of vibration. So you get what you vibrate. And that is what happens inside. And there is resistance. No, I'm not. Sometimes. Or, no, I'm not. At least it's not the frequency where you attract what it's all about. But you attract the opposite. If you say, no, I'm not, I'm no inside, no, I'm not, no, I'm not, you go even to more distance to what you want. Because if you want to really use it and have a goal, you need to go on the frequency of the goal. You need to go on the frequency. It's not that you say the word often, that you're firm to say the sentence. You need to be the being on the frequency of the goal. And that means most people fail with affirmation because they attract the hard way. They attract the distance. It's the same thing that somebody says, if you want to be a speaker, you need to see yourself on stage. Stupid. No, you don't need to see your state on the stage. Because if you see someone on the stage, where are you? You are in the audience. So you're creating the opposite. You create the distance. You need to be in the person on stage. You need to feel and smell and everything. You need to be on the stage and see the audience. So it's a lot of things. It's just the opposite. So I'm not a friend of affirmation, at least not today. I guess I never was, because when I learned it, and I also felt the stress, oh, I need to do that. And there is a more easy way and a more better way, and there's a functional way. How do we go in the frequency? How do I change? And you say, here comes the difference in the letter. Affirmation makes you firm to say something. Affirmation brings you in the form. So in which form you want to be. And it's simply like a normal human conversation. If someone says something and you say, oh, that's not a good idea, you have resistance. If someone says something and says, could there be a better idea? So that is, first of all, affirmations are always questions. Let's go for the millionaire again. Ask your subconscious, your higher conscious, why is it good for me to be financially independent? Why would it be good for my family if we were financially always in top form, free, whatever? Would it be good for the community or society if I'm financially independent? And you can do this with closed eyes, simply to feel. Close and feel, if you're not, I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire. How does it feel in the stomach? Or what happens if you ask the question, why is it good for me to be financially independent? Or having enough money to pay everything or even donate some? Why is it good? If you ask, there is no resistance, and you're giving your system, inner system, the task, bring me reasons. And the moment your inner system gets reason that you become this person, the subconscious is working for it. Just a little letter difference, but it can make all the difference in your life. So watch out, where is a little letter, what you can change. And for sure, stay for now with affirmations and ask what you really want. Be clear. Why is it good to fulfill this vision? Why is it good to live like this? What could be the advantage for me in living in a house, with a garden, with a pool? Whatever it is for you, live up to it. Winning for life.
You've just heard a glimpse of what Wolfgang Sonnenberg has to share. Dive deeper into his teachings by following this show, subscribing to his YouTube channel, or visiting wolfgangsonnenberg.com. Connect with us, tell us about your life goals, and start exploring how the universe is here to support you 100%. We can't wait to share more Winning for Life insights with you. Until then, stay connected, stay inspired.